Calling all aspiring investment professionals, get a leg up on the competition. Final registration for the August CFA exam ends on May 14th. Register now to secure your spot. The CFA designation is a gold standard in the investment world, opening doors to high-powered careers and impressive salaries. Head over to cfainstitute.org to register. Don't wait. Take control of your finance career today.
And with me now, I'm lucky enough to have Olivier Boutelis-Taft from Accountancy Europe, who is in fact a co-sponsor to this event. So I have a few questions for you, but perhaps you would like to start with why you are cooperating and sponsoring this event.
Thank you, and thank you for accepting actually the cooperation, because I think this is really what is going to make a difference. Cooperation is the vehicle that will help us solve the sustainability challenges that we have. And cooperation between investors and accountants have always been, you know, necessary. Accountants are providing the information and the trust that investors need. So I think cooperation was fairly natural.
Yeah, that's good to hear, and I think we're very happy to have you on board. And you were just speaking up at the podium, and you mentioned systemic versus cosmetic change. Could you maybe expand on that for the people who are not in attendance today?
Straplines are straplines. We're not meant to be expanded usually, right? No, I mean, seriously, I think the point I was trying to make is that we're still, I think, despite the unprecedented level of awareness that we have on the old sustainability challenge, I think most of the change that we're looking at is cosmetic, in the sense that it is not change that will create the real systemic change that we need. So we're still thinking in minimal incremental changes, while what scientists are telling us is that it is the way we're managing our business, it is the way we're managing our resources, it is the way we're managing system Earth, I would say, that needs to change. Because otherwise, we're not talking right now about a moral imperative, we're talking about a vital imperative.
Are you positive for the future, or do you see us going in the right direction as the situation is now?
To be very honest, I do not think we're going in the right direction, but I'm still optimistic because there is no other way of taking action. Pessimists are just burying their head in the sand and not taking action. So we need to remain optimist, but we need to be mindful that the opportunities for change are reducing. About a couple of years ago, you might remember the IPCC, the International Climate Panel, issued a report that basically was giving us 12 years to change. 2 years later, I haven't seen any change really. That makes the difference that we need to make. So the clock is ticking.